We're here on Daf Chaf Hey Amid Beis. The last line, Omarav Ami, Omarav Elazar, He Bifnim Viraglev Bechutz, Chatach Viachakach Shachat Kshira. So the Behemoth HaKorban is standing inside the Azara, but its feet are outside the Azara. And that's a problem because a behemoth's kodshim has to be in the Azara. If it goes out of the Azara, it's possible midin yotze. But here only the feet went out of the Azara. So in a sense, we could say the animal per se is kosher, but the feet are possible. So what did he do? He cut off the feet, so there shouldn't be any admixture here of psul. And then he shechted it. And according to this version in the Hava Mina, Rav Ami says the behema, the carbon is kosher. The Gemara will shortly reject this. Now we're on Chavov Amid Aleph. Shachat the Achakach Chatach. If he first started with the Shechita and then he cuts off the legs in such a way that there should be no psul through the cutting of the legs before the Kabbal Saddam, he got in under the wire with the Shechita Saddam, nevertheless psula, because at the time of the Shechita the Raglei Habehemar outside the Azara, and therefore the dam inside the Raglayim are Psulim, and the reason for that is because of the Psul of Yotze. And now when the Shochet does the Shechita, the dam of the Raglayim is going to be Yotze, is going to come out Derech HaTzavor. There's going to be an admixture of two damim, and when the dam is received in the kli, it's got in it both dam kosher and dam posel. Now keep in mind, as we go through the sugya, that the psul of yotze, chutz l'mechitzasa, is applicable to both the dam and the basar. So the Gemara asks the following kasha. So let's just to review what we know. The dam of a behema shchuta in kodshim becomes posel if it was outside the azor, and that's called yotze. Therefore, since in this case the legs of the behema were outside the azor at the time of the shchita, the dam inside the Raglayim is posel. And the premise here is that dam circulates throughout the body before the legs were cut off, and eventually the dam goes out of the shechita, the incision in the tzavra behema, and the dam is received in the mizrak. There's a mixture of tarovis of dam kosher with dam posel, and therefore the dam in general is considered posel. And even though you might argue the rove of the dam in the mizrak is kosher, nevertheless it cannot be mevatel the mute of dam posel, and that might be a drabonon. I'm not sure. It's based on a sugya later on daf tzadi tes, that dam posel is never batel in a tarovus, even though it's a mute. In the first case, the legs were cut off before the shechita, and therefore the shechita is considered kosher because no dam posel will circulate throughout the body. So now the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says, Chotach v'achkach shochat kshera. Can you possibly say that if he cuts off the raglayim before the shechita, then the carbon is kosher? Balmum kamakriv. the behema without its legs is a balas mum, and he's doing the shechita on a bal mum. That shechita cannot be a shechita kshera. Ela Amos, the Gemara says, let's reformulate the statement of Rabbi Lazar, and we'll read it thusly: Chatach li'achakach kivel kshera. If he cuts off the raglayim after the shechita, and then he's mekabel the dam, the carbon is kosher because at the time the kabbalah sadam, the klei adam of the raglayim do not enter into the beis hashechita. So the behema was not a balas mum at the time of the shechita. It had its legs cut off before the kabbalah sadam, and therefore there's no psul of bal mum at the time of kabbalah sadam. Again, you might ask the question, what good is it, what do you benefit from by cutting off the legs after the shechita? Because by that time, the dam of the raglayim, which was outside the azara at the time of the shechita, circulated throughout the body and will eventually go out into the mizrach, which we said, in such case, even if it's the miut, there's nothing valid. So the achronim deal with this, and one answer that they offer is that at this point, the Gemara is of the opinion that the dam and the basar of a karbon do not become invalidated, do not become possible when they leave the azara, unless they're outside the azara after the kabbalah sadam. In any event, the Gemara goes on now to say that kibel v'achakach chotach psula. If he was mekabel the dam, so there was both shechita and zrika, excuse me, shechita and kabbalah, and then he did the chituch psula, because he was mekabel dam that included even dam min raglayim, which is dam shenifsal biyotze. Once again, the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says chotach v'achakach kibel kshera. How could it be that if after the shechita he does the chituch, the animal's kshev, Rab Zera is going to prove that the psul of bamum applies even at the time of kabbalah sadam, hatsorem ozen babachar, he takes the ear of the bachar and he cuts it off, and the animal now became a bamum, v'yakach kibul domo, and then he was mekabel the dam posel. You see that there's a psul of mum even at the time of kabbalah. Shenemari derives from the pasuk lokach midam hapar par shahoya kvar. The word for lokach is a reference to kabbalah sadam, and the par tells you that it has to be shalem, it has to be complete at the time of lokach, at the time of kabbalah sadam, just like it has to be a tamim, a complete animal, at the time of the shechita. So even if he cuts off the raglayim between the shechita and the kabbalah, the carbon would come possible. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Avimi, that which Rabbi Lazar says, that chotach v'achakach kibel kshera, that's chotech be'ever ad shemagili etzem. In other words, the chituch was done in such a way that there's no psul of mum. Why? He cut off the basar of the organ, the flesh, and he didn't cut into the regel, so any cut in the flesh is something that could, you know, could be regenerated. Again, in this case, if he did the chituch after the shechita, obviously the animal cannot regenerate and replenish its basar. But in general, the rule is that there's no psul bal mum in basar unless he cuts one of the organs totally, including the bone of the organ. So now, the dam is sort of trapped, it's misakev, and it doesn't go out through the beis hashechita. So we've solved two problems. We don't have a problem of mum, and we don't have a problem of tarovus of dam yotze, a dam posel. How do we solve the problem about mum? Because he cut the basar without cutting the etzem. How do we solve the problem of yotzei? because as a result of cutting off the legs, the dam that's within the legs will not go up to the Beis HaTzavar, the Beis HaShechita, and combine with the other dam that he's mekabel in the Mizrach. And this is what Rashi points out, that by cutting through the flesh and also the arteries, the circulation of the dam from the legs is frozen, is halted, and therefore there won't be any tarovis. And this is why and how Rabbi Lozar solves the problem and establishes that if the shechita came first and then the chituch of the raglayim, no problem. The carbon is kosher. Obviously, if the chituch was done before the shechita, then the shechita is on a balas mum. Even though the Kabbalah cannot be done on a balas mum, but we're talking about a case where the animal didn't become a bal mum because he only cut off the basar and not the etzem. Shita Megubesetz raised the following question. Now that we've interpreted Rabbi Lazar as a case of chatach ad shemagia li'etzem, then we could go back and say that Rabbi Lazar would allow and validate the carbon even if he does the chituch before the shechita. You don't have to say that the chituch took place between the shechita and the Kabbalah. And now the Gemara goes back to determine and analyze the din of Rabbi Lazar of kibel v'achka chatach psula, that if he was mekabel the dam and then afterwards he cut off the regel, the dam of the regel, which was subject to a psul yotze, mixes together with the dam in the tzavor, and it passels the kabbalah, or well, we could talk about the zrika. Shamet mina, we should derive from this din that dam hamuvla beivarim damhu. In other words, how can you passel the dam which is still inside the regel with a psul yotze? That's dam bolua beregel. And the answer must be that even dam hamuvla is subject to the psul of yotze because it still has the din of dam, or even I should say, even at that early stage, it hasn't yet left the body of the animal, but nevertheless, it still has the status of dam, and it's subject to psul yotze. In other words, if we would have assumed that it doesn't have a din of dam, then it would be like mayim bi'alma, and there would be no chalos psul of yotze on mayim bi'alma. So it means that we're considering the dam to be subject to the psul dam of yotze even before it exits from the body. If it would be considered an ordinary body fluid, it would not be possible because only dam or basar is nifsal biyotze. So if the blood that's contained within the limbs of the animal is considered dam, then what follows is that if one consumes such dam, he would be liable for consuming dam hanefesh, which means the lifeblood. Okay, now the Gemara rejects this and says that really it's possible that dam balua in the Evarim doesn't have a din of dam, and as far as the din of dam is concerned, we wouldn't possible the carbon biyotze. But what's the problem with the dam regel, which is nifsal izrika? That's dilma mishum shamnunis shel regel. This is an edible fat that's within, let's say, the muscles of the regel. And since it's edible, it's ru'uya le'achila, it's subject to a psul yotze, b'toras basar. Because as we said at the outset, the psul of yotze applies not only to dam, but also to basar. So this shamnunis, this kind of fatty substance, which is contained within the legs and mingles with the dam, is possible because basar ayotze, because it went out of the azara. And that's what's going to passel the dam. In other words, when there's this basar that was passel the yotze, and it's now going out of the body of the animal together with the dam and the beis hashchita, that's going to passel the zrika b'toras yotze. And that's what the Gemara is postulating now. And the Gemara says now, Shamat Mina, according to this interpretation of Rav Ami, we can derive from this that Besar Kodshim Kalim Sheyotza Lifnei Zrikas Dam Posel. In other words, Rav Ami, the name of Rav Loza, did not specify, presumably, therefore, it applies to Kodshim Kalim as well as Kodshi Kodshim. And now what we're saying is that in the case of Kodshim Kalim, there's a psul of Yotze that applies before Zrika Sadam, in the fact that it went out of the Azara. And that is a big, big chidush. Why? Because although in the case of Kodshi Kodshim, the Mechitza for the psul of Yotze would be the Azara, and that's true with regard to both the Dam and the Emurim and the Basar, everything together has a Mechitza of Azara, but in the case of Kodshim Kalim, the Mechitza of Basar is all of Yushalayim, because the Basar of Kodshim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yushalayim. The Chiddush here is that since the Basar Kodshim Kalim is now in a state before Zrika, and therefore we're not talking about the Achilas Adam that becomes possible all Yushalayim because you need the Zrika first. Therefore, the Mechitza now of this Besar Kodshim Kalim is the Azor itself, up until the Zrika. And Rabbi Lozer passels the Dam HaRegel because of the Shamnunis Shebo, because of the Psul of Yotze, even though it has a din of basar, and even though the mechitza basar and kachim kalim is kol ha'ir, but that's only after zrika, when the basar is muta b'achila before the heter of zrika, the mechitza is the azara. It's almost as if the basar was considered as basar kachim. It's now in the azara. It's being subject to the process of the avodos of kachim, which terminate and culminate with Zrika, and now the basar up until Zrika, when the avod is being done, has to remain within the mechitza of the azara. And if it leaves the mechitza of the azara, it becomes posel. This, in fact, is machlokas amoraim on daf peites. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even before Zrika, the mechitza of basar is kol ha'ir, because sofa lotzeis, it'll eventually go out of the Azari after the Zrika, and it could be eaten in all the city. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish holds that as long as it hasn't been subject to Zman Olatzeis, meaning it's before Zrika, the Azara is the Mechitza. And therefore the Gemara is proving now from Rabbi Lazar that he's holding like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara rejects this. Dilma, perhaps, Rabbi Lazar is talking about Kodshi Kodshim. And the mechitza of kodshi kodshim, with regard to the dam, with regard to the emurim, with regard to the basar, is azara. And since the basar of kodshi kodshim can only be eaten in the azara, and the shamnunis of the regal has a din of besar kodshi kodshim, and it left the azara, therefore it became posel bidin yotze. And when this Shamnunis Basar is Misarev Derech and goes out of the body Derech Hashchita together with the Dam in the Kli, it passels the Zrika. Now the Gemara wants to prove from a Braisa that Besar Kodshi Kalim that go Chutz Lazar before Zrika is Nifsal Mishum Yotze, like the Shita of Reish Lakish, and like the Havmina here that we had in Rav Loza, Tana Rabbanan Kodshe Kodshim Shchitasam B'Tzafon, the shechita has to be in the tzofen azara, and not only that, but v'kibul domam b'klishareis b'tzofen. So we need tzofen for both shechita and for kabbalas adam. And then the Braisa continues and says that if amad, if the shochet stands b'dorom, and he's shechting it in the tzofon, how is that possible? Because hoshit yadol at tzofon, so he's able to stretch his chalif, his shechita knife, all the way into the tzofon from where he's standing in the dorom b'shochat, is shechitaso kshera. In other words, everything depends upon the location, b'tzofon, of the behem of the karbon, not of the gaver, not of the kohen who's doing the shechita. However, in the case of kabbalas adam, if he's standing in the darom and he stretches his arm out to the tzofon to be makabal adam, and we're talking about kodesh kodeshim, which requires kabbalas adam in the tzofon, kabbalas psula. That's a psul in the kabbalah. In other words, with regard to shechita, we say that the Torah says v'shachat oso, and oso is referring to the karbon, and that means b'tzofon. The karbon requires tzofon. I don't care what the shochet is. However, with regard to v'lokach, it's meaning kabbalah, it says es domo, and the extra word v'es is coming to tell me that even the makabel, the kohen, has to stand in the tzofon at the time of the kabbalah. Then the Braisa continues and says hichnis Rosho Verubo. In other words, he was, even though he was standing, let's say, in the Durham, but most of his head and his body was in the Tzofon, and there he was Mekabel Adam. Then the Kabbalah is Ksheira Ki'ilu Nichnas Kulo. It's as if his entirety is in the Tzofon. This is a universal halacha that we have all over, that Rosho Verubo determines where a person is located. However, this Braisa ends with a case which is most important for us. Pirkasa, if after the shechita the animal is mefarcheses, it jumps around, and v'yotzo l'dorom, it left tzofon, it's no longer in tzofon, then it comes back again, chazo l'tzofon, is harehi kshera. In other words, there's no psul of yotze in this case. In other words, it's not considered yotze chutz l'mechitzasa, and the mechitza of kodshei kodshim is the entire azara. So even though it's not royal kabbalas adam at that moment that it left through pirkus, it left the tzofon and went into the darom, but nevertheless that's not called the psul yotze as long as it's within the azara. And the truth is that even if the animal would not return to the tzofon, it would still be kshera. The Braisa only mentions Chazara Agav the Sefer, that's going to talk about Kodshim Kalim, and it's going to be Mechadish that if Diyotza Chutzla Zora, it's possible, even if it comes back. Let's read that part of the Braisa. Kodshim Kalim, Shritasam Bifnim, there's no din of Tzofon anywhere in the Azara, and Kibul Dom Klishars Bifnim, the Kabbalah is anywhere in the Azara, no din of Tzofon and Kodshim Kalim. Now, Amad Bachutz, let's say the shochet is outside the azara, and he stretches his arm at hithnis yadu lefnim into the azara v'shochat shchitasa kshera. Because once again, we're talking about the din of the carbon. The carbon itself has to be in the azara, and it doesn't matter where the kohen himself is located. The shochet himself doesn't have to be standing in the azara, because the pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra v'shochat has ben abakar lefnei Hashem. And ben abakar has to be lifnei Hashem, but not the shochet lifnei Hashem. Now, what happens if he's standing outside the azara and he stretches his arm out into the azara to be mekabel adam? In that case, kabbalaso psula, because it says lama lifnei Hashem l'sharso. With regard to kabbalah, the amida of the kohen has to be inside the azara, and he's standing now outside the azara. Hichnis Rosho Verubo, what if he's standing outside the Azara and he's Makabal Adam in the Azara, but he was Machnis Rosho Verubo into the Azara to be Makabal Adam, is Ke'ilu Lo Nichnas. In other words, with regard to this halacha of Lamo Lifnei Hashem Lishar, so the Torah says, Bibo Amel Ol Moedachi Yavo Kulo. And this proves that the avodos in the Azara, in which it says lamu lifnei Hashem, the Ovid has to be completely in the Azara. Now we get to the case of Pirkasa in Kodshim Kalim, v'yotza lechutz v'chazra is psula. In other words, since we're talking about Kodshim Kalim, we're no longer talking about the tzafon, now we're talking about the azara. When it says v'yotza lechutz, it means that the animal through this pirkus jumped out and left the azara, then it becomes possibly shum yotze. Even though, again, the basar could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, but since we're talking about Pirkasa after the Shechita and before the Zrika, the basar is nidon, it has the same status as basar kachim kachim, and is a psul of yotze if the basar leaves the azara. Shema mino, we see from this, basar kachim kalim sheyotza, if it left outside of the azara, lifnei zrikas adomim, between Shechita and Zrika, Apostle, and the psul of Yotze applies. And even though after Zrika the basar could be eaten anywhere in the city, but nevertheless before the Zrika the azar becomes the mechitza of the basar, and now there's a psul of Yotze. And the Gemara rejects this. This is no proof from the Braisa. Dilma, when the Braisa says that it was Yitziyasa Chutz Lazara, and that passes the behemoth of the Kodshim Kalim, that's only as far as a Murim is concerned. We're not talking about the Basal Achilu, but the Aliyah, the Yoser Sakovich Sekloyos. These are the parts of the innards of the animal that have to be Mukhtar Al Gabi Mizbeach. And they have the status of Kodshim Kodshim. Because when we said that Kodshim Kalim could be eaten all over the city, that's true, the mechitza is the entire city, but as far as that part of the animal that has to be muktar and gabi mizbeach, those emurim, their mechitza is the azara. And if the animal left the azara, they become posel laktara. Now what seems to me to be strange here is that if we go back to the beginning of the Braisa says with regard to kachi kachim, that pirkasa, and then it came back in, it's kosher. The Kabbalah is kshera. Ah, but that's different because there we're talking about tzafon. And it came back for the Kabbalah in the tzafon. I left the tzafon. That doesn't matter. It's still within the azara. There's no pull of soul of yotze unless it leaves the mechitzas ha-azara. There's a series here of questions that the father of Shmuel asked his son Shmuel, and I'm not sure, maybe he was testing his son in these questions. Here's the first question. He, the behema, is bifnim, is inside the azor. V'ragleha b'chutz. At the time of the Shechita, the animal's legs were extended outside the azor. Mau. Is this kosher or is it not? Can he do the Shechita when the ragleha behema are outside the azor? Amalei, so Shmuel responded, Ksiv, the Torah says, Vayikra Yitzayin, Veheviyum Lashem El Pesach O El Moed El HaKoyim Vezovchu Zivchei Shlomim. And since it says Veheviyum Lashem Achitei Kula Bifnim, the entire behemah has to be inside. Okay, this is Shmuel's answer, and we find Shtika Koda, that the father of Shmuel did not respond. Now, the father of Shmuel asked Shmuel a second question. Tala, if let's say he raises the karbon, ba'avir ha'azor v'shachat, in other words, do we require that the animal be on the ground, or it could be up in the air? Let's just see how he can pull something like this off and suspend the offering in the air. I'm not sure exactly how he does this. Maybe we'll figure this out as we go along. But in any event, I don't think it's on a chair or a table. I don't know exactly. But Amalei Shmuel Kshera, we have a principle called Avir Hazara Hu Kazara, and therefore it makes no difference whether the carbon is footed, is grounded on the Azara, or it's up in the air of the Azara, the airspace of the Azara has the din of an Azara. It's very similar to what we learned back on Daf Chav Dalid with regard to Avish is so full of nuach. But here his father says, Ishtabasht, you made a mistake. Why? Be'inon, we need, and here he quotes the pasuk regarding Shechita, it says, Al Yerech HaMizbeach. V'shachados Al Yerech HaMizbeach. Now the mashmos of Yerech HaMizbeach is that it be next to the Mizbeach. And this means that, forget about the din of Avir HaZorek HaZora, there's a special din that the Shechita has to be done right there on the side of the Mizbeach. And that's where the Kabbalah Saddam will have to be. Well, wait a minute, we didn't get to Kabbalah Saddam. We're talking now about Shechita. That's where the Shechita has to be, because the Pasuk says, V'shachar oso al yerech HaMizbeach. Okay. So the upshot of this is that the slaughtering of the animal has to take place on the side of the altar. The animal must be standing in the ground right next to the altar. And in this case of Tala, you don't have a fulfillment to this requirement. Shachar osal yerech mizbeach. Now, the father of Shmuel asks him, Nitla, what if the Shochet himself is suspended in the air of the Azara? Ubi Oda Bazara Shochet, now he shechts while he's suspended in the air. The carbon itself is Al Gabi Karka on the Azara. Mahu, what's the din of this? Shmuel Eshmuel says, Psula. In this case, the Shechita is invalid. And if we want to guess why it's invalid, then perhaps we would say the following, that he already learned from his father Shmuel, learned from Avud Shmuel, that the carbon has to be grounded on the ground, has to be standing on the ground. And Shmuel thought that once you say that the carbon has to be grounded, then the Shochet himself has to be grounded. Omaleish Tabasht, you made a mistake. Only with regard to the carbon, do we have the pasuk of Shechit al Yerech, the Shachar al Yerech HaMizbeach. The word also refers to the carbon, Veloa Shochet al Yerech HaMizbeach. And therefore, wherever the Shochet is located, he can shech the carbon and fulfill the Shechita. Now he asks him another question, Nitla V'kibel, what if the Kohen is up in the air and he's Mekabel Adam while he's suspended in air? Mahu, what should the din be here? Amalei Shmuel says that Kshera, just like you just told me, that in the case where the Shochet is suspended in the air, the Shechita is Kshera, why not apply the same yardstick to Kabbalah Saddam? Amalei Shtabasht, you made a mistake. In the case of Kabbalah, the avoda has to be done b'derech sherus. In other words, the normal way of performing a sherus and avoda. V'ein havoda k'shera elik shu omed al ritzpas ha'zora. And this is a special halacha with regard to Kabbalah Saddam. Because in the case of Kabbalah Saddam, we require derech sherus. Shechita doesn't require avoda derech sherus. And the proof of that is because it's Ksher Bizarre. The Torah lowered its requirements with regard to Shechita. Kabbalah requires a Kohen, and Kohen requires Derech Sherus. And if the Kohen is suspended in air at the time of the Kabbalah Saddam, that's not called Derech Sherus. Next question. Tola, the carbon itself is suspended in the airspace of the Azara, but this took place after Shechita. The Kibel, and now the Kabbalah Saddam was done while the carbon is suspended in air. Mahu, what should we say about this Kabbalah? Amalei Psula. Shmuel believed that this would also be a Psul. We already said that the Shechita, if the carbon is suspended in air, is Psula. The same logic, the same yardstick should apply to Kabbalah Saddam. Amalei, his father said to him, Ishtabasht. Once again, you made a mistake. You keep making these boo-boos. Only the Shechita has to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach. The Pasuk says, V'shachar osa Al Yerech HaMizbeach. There's no requirement of Kabbalah to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach. And at this point, the Gemara brings Machlokas Amoraim between Abai and Rava as to the final Psak in all these questions in the whole list of questions that were enumerated above. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Bekodshe kodshim kulam psulos." Even in the case where he was tola the karbon and he was makabel the dam, that's also going to be possible. Remember that Aviv Shel Shmuel said that if the karbon is tolui in the air at the time of the kabolas adam, that's not a problem because only with regard to shechita does it require al yerech hamizbeach, but not with regard to kabbalah. Abaye is maintaining that even with regard to the kabbalah, tola bi'avir is possible. We'll soon see that Rav is going to be machshir in such a case. There is one case, says Abaye, where the karbon is kosher in kodshe kodshim, bar minitla v'shochet, only in the case where the shochet himself was toli bi'avir. There's no din that the shochet has to be eitzel yerech hamizbeach, because the pasuk says also al yerech hamizbeach, but not with regard to the shochet. And this we already saw before when we had the case of Nitla Shochet Biavir Azora, and Shmuel made the mistake of saying it's possible. He was corrected by his father, who says that only with regard to the carbon has to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach. Again, I'm not sure what happens to Derech Sheris over here, but in any event, in this case, Nitla Shochet Biavir V'Shochat, the animal is kosher. That's the only case that Abaye, in the context of kodshi kodshim, will validate the karbon. Aval, but with regard to kodshim kalim, kulon ksheros. Here, on the contrary, even in the case where the karbon is toli biavir, it's kosher, meaning that the requirement of shachar osal yerech hamizbeach only applies to kodshim kalim. Bar, there is one case where even in kodshim kodshi kalim, it's going to be possible. Min nitla v'kibel, if the kabbalas adam was done by the kohen when he's hanging there on, you know, in midair, there it's possible because of ein derech sheiros. So again, if we go back to my question about shechita, and we said that the only case in kodshim where Abaye validates the karbon is when nitla shochet be'aver, there we don't require derech sheiros, because we're talking about the shchit, and we said the shchit is kshere bizar. But as far as the standards required for kabbal sadam, there we need derech sheiros, and that's a requirement that applies not only to kodshim kodshim, but even to kodshim kalim. And therefore, the one case where Abaye agrees that although we can in kodshim kalim we can overlook and ignore the psul of yerech hamizbeach, and therefore, if the carbon is totally be'aver, it's kosher, but that's only for shechita, but not for kabbal sadam, where there's a requirement of derech sheiros. Now we get to Rava. Rava turns to Abaye and he says, "Amar Rava, maishna tola v'kibel b'kodshim kalim dikshera." In the case where he was tola the carbon, and in kodshim kalim he was makabel v'dam, and you're telling me that the Kabbalah is Kshera. Just let's go over this one more time. We said that if the Kohen himself is Toli B'Avir, then the Kabbalah is possibly Shem Shein Derech Sherus. What about if the animal is Toli in the Avir? Then according to Abaye, there's no problem of Derech Sherus. And the reason for that is because Derech Sheiros only reflects the situation, the location, and the action of the Kohen, not the location of the carbon itself. So if the carbon itself is totally bi'avir, then the Kabbalah Saddam is not a problem of Ein Derech Sheiros. And if you'll tell me there was no Kabbalah Saddam, the answer to that is that the pasuk shachar osal yerech hamizbeach only applies to kodshei kodshim and not to kodshim kalim. But again, we have to introduce another principle here, obviously, that the animal is still considered in the azara, and therefore the kabbalah sadam took place in the azara. That's a given. And that can only be based on the principle Avir. Avir pnim ki pnim dami. The Avir of the Azara is considered like the Azara itself. And therefore he says, Bekodshe Kodshim, Nami, we should apply the principle in Kodshe Kodshim that Avir Tsofon ki Tsofon dami. Notice, if the Karbon is totally the Avir, and the Kohen is Mekabel Adam in Tsofon, the Kabbalah Adam in Kodshe Kodshim has to be in Tsofon, why shouldn't we assume that the Avir of the Tsofon is not the same as the Avir of the Azara, and therefore it should be kosher even in Kodshe Kodshim? Because again, we're talking about Kabbalah Adam, and in Kabbalah Adam, we need Derech Sherus, but the Kohen himself is grounded on the floor of the Azara, so there's no problem with Derech Sherus. And we can apply the principle of Avir Ponim Kipnim Domi or Avir Tzofon Kitzofon Domi. Rashi explains Abaye holds that Avir Tzofon Eino Kitzofon, the Din Tzofon is not totally the Kedusha. The Kedusha includes the Avir, but it's totally in Kvius Makom B'Alma, and the Avir is not a Kavua Makom as far as the Din of Tzofon is concerned. Rav, on the other hand, applies Avir Tzofon Kitzofon even to Kodshim in Tzofon, and apparently holds that the Kedusha, if it goes up to include the Avir, it gets a status of Tzofon. It's not Halach in Makom, but it's Halach in Kedusha, and there's no separate din of Makom. Abaye has a separate requirement of Makom. El Amar Rava, Rava's conclusion is La Locha Bein Kodshi Kodshim, Bein Kodshim Kalim, Ksheros. All the cases, whether it's the Shkita, the Kabbalah, and all the mentioned cases above are Ksheros. Bar, the only exception is the Min Tola Vishacha, the Karbon is now suspended in the air, and he did the Shkita while it was suspended in the air. Shavu Kodshi Kodshim, Possible. And the reason why it's possible is because of the requirement of Al Yerech HaMizbeach. And even if you remember the Aviv Shel Avud Shmuel, he only passed Tola in the case of Kodshim Kodshim, but not in the case of Kodshim Kalim. Now here's another case where it's possible. Nitla V'Kibel is Bein Kodshim Kodshim, Bein Kodshim Kalim is possible. If the Shochet himself at the time of the Shechita was hanging. I'm sorry. If the Kabbalah Saddam was done by the Shochet while he's up in the air, then that's considered Ein Derech Sheris Bekach. So it comes out now the Machlok Shina Bai Varov is in the case of Kodshi Kodshim, Shetolan V'Avir, V'Kibul Domam, according to Abai the Apostle, according to Rav the Kosher. The Gemara now judges and analyzes the Amida of the Kohen Ovid in the Azara. Bomine Rabbi Yirmi Rab Zera Hu Bifnim. What if he's in the Azara and he's doing the Avoda, but Tzitziso, the hair on his head, is Bachutz Mahu? Now, do we require that all of the body of the animal of the Kohen Ovid be within the Azara? So the fringes of his hair are outside the Azara. Amalei, Rav Zera says, Lav Amr, don't we have a principle, again earlier in the name of Shmuel, V'avi'um Lashem, which means that the Shochet should be Kulo Bifnim, Hashetava Kulo Bifnim. Hachinami here too, in the case of the Amida, the Oved, it says, Bivom El Oel Moed, Ad Sheyavo Kulo Li'ol Moed. It's not enough that he has Bias Rubo, but the Torah went out of its way to require Bias Kulo. And Bias Kulo requires that even the hair on his head should be within the confines of the Azara. And this is all based on a statement of Shmuel with regard to Evuam Lashem, that the Shochet has to bring the Behemah Kulo Bifnim, and it's not enough that the Behemah is partially Bachutz, and so too the Kohen Oved has to be inside. I mean, the problem here, which I don't understand, is why the Seir is considered like Gufo. Maybe the Seir is an addendum, an appendix. It's not really Gufo. This Shakila Vitaria back and forth between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Seir is a little bit difficult to understand because the principle of Ruba Kakulo doesn't apply in this case. In other words, we know that even if his head and the majority of his body is in the Azor, the Kabbalah is invalid. And therefore we suspend the normal universal principle of Ruba Kakulo in favor of Kulo, that the whole body must enter. He was asking a different question. He was asking, what if the hair is protruding outside the Azor? Does that invalidate the Avodas HaKorban? And then, if that be the case, if that was Rav Yirmiyah's question, I don't know what Rav Zera answered him by quoting a pasuk that doesn't say anything about the hair and what the status of the hair is. His whole body was in the Azara, so how does he exactly answer that question? In any event, just to summarize the final psak, in the case where the animal itself is suspended, then according to Rava, the psul and shchita is going to be exclusive and limited to kodshei kodshim, because the Torah requires al yerech hamizbeach, and the animal now is suspended. It's not near the mizbeach. In the case of shchitas kodshei kodshim, it's kosher because the Torah doesn't require in kodshim kalim. The Torah doesn't require al yerech hamizbeach near the mizbeach. Kabbalah, however, is going to be invalid in all cases. The Kabbalah is going to be kosher in all cases. The Torah never requires regarding Kabbalah that it be al yerech hamizbeach. And again, if we're going to assume that there's no problem of derech sheiros when the animal is suspended, the problem of derech sheiros is only when the Kohen himself is suspended, then Mimonav Shach, we have no problem in Kodshim Kalim in the case where the animal is suspended. Neither in Shechita nor in Kabbalah. Now in Kodshei Kodshim, we could be Machsha the Karbon if the Kabbalah was done in the north, in the Tzofon, even if it was done when the animal is suspended, because Avir Tzofon Kitzofon Domi, according to Rava. So again, in all cases when the animal is suspended, we can be machshir the carbon, except the one exception is kodshei kodshim, where the Torah requires al yerech hamizbeach, and the animal is suspended. That's not al yerech hamizbeach. Now let's talk about if the person, the shochet, and the avodas hakabbalah was done when the person is suspended. So here we have a serious problem of shalok derech sheirus. So the kabbalah sadam, which requires derech sheirus, will be possible in all cases, whether it's kodshim kodshim or kodshim kalim, if the person himself is suspended when he does the kabbalah. That's not derech sheirus. Shechita, however, doesn't require derech sheirus because it's not really called a sheirus. And therefore, even in kodshim kodshim, which require again that it be that the shechita take place al yerech hamizbeach, that would be valid, because this requirement of al yerech hamizbeach only applies to the animal, the korban, but not to the shochet. Okay, then we'll stop here.